Now, we've spoken before with the team at Jacob's Well Appeal, and they're launching a special appeal to help the Ukrainian refugees who are fleeing from the conflict with Russia. To tell us more about this is John Bainan from the Jacob's Well Appeal. John, how are you, sir? Hope you're staying well.
I'm doing well, thank you.
Tell us why you've launched this appeal.
Well, I think we've all been shocked, haven't we, to see these horrific scenes on our television screens. And, you know, at Jacob's Well, we do our best to try and help people in need. We've actually had a lot of involvement personally in Ukraine over 20 years. My mum and dad, who founded the charity, went many times to Ukraine. And in fact, just this morning, our partner in Ukraine, we have a Jacob's Well branch in Ukraine, they emailed us and asked, could we please possibly send clothing and, you know, dress bandages, that sort of thing. So just before this interview, I was communicating with them, seeing if there was a way we could try and get some medical aid into the country.
Now, the interesting thing about this is that when you launched the appeal, we found out about it the other day, you were appealing for money, but you're not now just appealing for money, is that right?
Well, money's the best thing at the moment. We have our partners in Moldova, which is the bordering country to Ukraine. We've been sending aid there for many years, and we have partners who have a big warehouse there. They've already started giving out food, clothing, and blankets to the Ukrainian refugees that have come over into their country. And so they were appealing, please, can we help them? And so we launched the appeal for that, and there's a desperate need for that. If you imagine running out of your home, getting in the car just with what you can fit in, and that's all you've got in the world, and you arrive in a city, you've nowhere to stay, no blankets, no food. Very soon you need large help. And so we really would like to be able to send money to these partners of ours, people that we know personally. We've been and stayed in the house. We go and visit them, and they're doing a fantastic job and really need help, you know, to help these refugees there.
It is really an urgent appeal, this, isn't it?
It is. I mean, money, you can send that quickly, and it's needed quickly. Just this morning has come up the possibility of sending medical aid, and it'll take a little while to see if we can manage to get that in there. But if it is possible, we will do it. But, of course, the situation's changing daily, isn't it? And whether you can get lorries through the borders and all that sort of thing is a bit unknown at the moment.
I guess the easy way to do this, John, is to just go to your website, isn't it? And all the details of how you can donate are there.
That's right. It's on the website, on the Facebook page, and people can donate. At the moment, if they just give money, if we end up launching an appeal for clothes and things, then we'll put that on the website or the Facebook page as well.
What is the website address, John?
It is jacobswellappeal.org.
Excellent. John, good luck with it. Keep us in touch with what you're doing and what you're getting up to and everything with this, and we'll support you as much as we can.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Brilliant. You're and welcome. Do let us know. I know Bridget will drop us online and all that kind of thing, but anything you're doing to support it, we will.
Yes, thank you very much indeed. Appreciate that.
Good luck, John. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Cheers,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.